Welcome back into the Child Center. Jason Swigart here with you after the Pilots pulled one out down the stretch, 65-56 over the Cardinals of Incarnate Word. Joining us now in the postgame show, Quincy Farabee, junior guard from San Diego, first season up here on the Bluff. Big minutes there down the stretch, finding guys open, getting D a couple of layups there. So congratulations on the effort there and our first chance to talk to you this season. So I know we've seen a lot of similar efforts from you getting minutes spells like that. The Portland State game, I remember, you gave them some crucial minutes. Some guys have been injured. So how have you enjoyed with Terry Porter and the coaches and just kind of fitting into this group this season?
Oh, it's been great. The beginning when I first got here, because I didn't come over the summer, but I was able to kind of mix in through practices and stuff like that, try to get comfortable. A couple practices in, I got more comfortable, found my place, found my role, and it's just been on from there.
Well, and we've seen that role as a distributing, you know, kind of glue guy, facilitating the offense as well as some nice defense down here, down the stretch, coming over from junior college and that route out of San Diego. How did that junior college kind of prepare you, and what's been the difference for you here so far as you're getting used to D1 action?
The junior college I went to was pretty good junior college. We were ranked top 10 in the country, so we were a pretty good junior college team. So we played really good junior college, other junior college teams that were, had other D1 talent on them. So I think playing junior college actually helped a little bit. And I'm pretty young for my age, for my grade, yeah.
Well, and also making the transition up from San Diego here to the Pacific Northwest. Summertime was probably great.
Yeah.
It's getting cold. There was actually snow on the ground.
Yeah.
I always wonder, the guys, they see that snow for the first time.
Yeah, I've never seen snow before.
I've never seen snow before. Well, you're obviously familiar, though, with the West Coast Conference with San Diego, and obviously that'll be fun when we get to go down and family and in L.A. But now that you're kind of in it, you're starting to get a sense of what's coming up. Has it worked out the way that you were hoping for? And this team certainly on a winning streak right now, off to a great start.
Yeah, everything's working. We're all gelling together. First game, first scrimmage, we had a couple injuries. We weren't really like full strength, but when we got to the regular season, we started gelling together. Everybody likes each other, and everything's been going good.
Chatting here with Quincy Farabee, junior guard from San Diego tonight. 2 points, four rebounds, two assists, no turnovers, 17 minutes off the bench. And we've seen a lot of those kind of lines, but I think the most important thing for point guards, no turnovers, limited turnovers, keeping the offense moving there. What's been the key for this group? Last year, for the guys that were still here, pretty frustrating. They were ready to turn the page. We got several new guys, you and Chase Adams and Isaiah White, kind of coming in, having a significant contribution to this team. What was the key for this team to gel so early on?
Just me and Chase in the backcourt distributing, get everybody involved, just be unselfish. Me and Chase really don't care about who gets a shot, who's on fire. We care about just winning, you know, just try to win.
Well, and for this team, that was difficult last year. So now we look ahead, five-game winning streak, a busy week, first of three games in 7 days, nine games in this month. Mm-hmm. You're going to play in 25 days. I know everybody's looking ahead to Hawaii. How do you guys keep the mentality and the focus on each next game? We saw in Incarnate Word, you look at the record, a lot of youth, and you're thinking, okay, this might be, you know, layup drill tonight. And they let you know they were ready to play tonight.
Yeah, we just took them for granted. We really didn't. We came out sluggish in the first half, but coach talked to us. Terry talked to us in the second. Bring more juice, bring more energy, and we showed it in the second half.
Well, we certainly did, and we've seen the key. The last 10 minutes of games coming down the stretch in this winning streak, I think you're outscoring teams by like 8 points, not turning it over. What's the key in there? What do you guys figure out in the course of a game that you're really able to focus in when it's closing time to eliminate the mistakes, crank up the defense, and then execute at the offensive end?
Oh, just try to get it to a guard, try to get it to me or Chase either. But we just all take care of the ball. We're all locked in and in the winning. So,
well, it's a lot of fun. You guys are a lot of fun to watch here so far early on in the season. Quincy Farabee, thanks so much for stopping
by. Thank you.
Nice to introduce you to all the fans out there. We'll let you get a shower, get a team meal, and we'll see you back here Wednesday night against Cal State Northridge.
Yep.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you can take those off, and assistant coach Tyler Geving's going to come in right behind you here. Thanks, Quincy. Congratulations. We'll get him some non-sweaty headphones. The coaches always appreciate that. And a chance to chat here with Tyler Geving. Most important thing is, we don't like to follow with those sweaty headphones.
Yeah, that's a lot better right here. Yeah. Nice and crisp here.
I think as coaches, you prepare all week. You got 8 days off. You got a holiday. You hope somewhere in there you run them good. And in the back of, I think, every coach's mind that's been around for a while, there still is, I wonder if we're going to have turkey legs when we come out here after Thanksgiving.
You know, it's funny. Ben Johnson and I were talking on Wednesday. I go, this is just going to be a hard game. I think we both called it on Wednesday. We're like, we're feeling ourselves. We're 5-1. We got too much time off. It's Thanksgiving. We're just loose. I don't want to say loosey-goosey, but, you know, just, everybody looks at the records and everybody thinks we've arrived. We haven't arrived yet, okay? I mean, it was, we got to keep playing hard, and it was just, you could just feel it early on. Like, we just didn't have some of the juice that we usually have. And I do think some of that's just a holiday around here. There's nobody around. You end up laying around. So I think it kind of goes against you a little bit. Yeah.
Well, but as has been the case in this winning streak now, five games, the last 10 minutes for this team of games, they've been able to focus. Whatever turnover issues have gone on throughout 30 minutes, they seem to eliminate them. The defense cranks up. You're able to find rebounds and get yourselves good shots at the offensive end. What's been the key to seeing that in the last 10 minutes?
Yeah, you know, I think it starts on the defensive end. You know, like you said, and at halftime we had zero fast break points, and we ended up with 14 in the second half. That's defensive oriented, getting a defensive rebound, getting a steal, so then we can get out and run against these guys because the pace was in their favor. They want to play in the 50s and 60s, so to get it going, we had to get it, you know, kind of start it with our defense. And you know, the disappointing thing tonight, 17 offensive rebounds.
Yep.
And you know, you give them 12 more shots right there. So if we could have done a little bit better job of rebounding the basketball, then that would have helped our transition game a little bit more. But back to your question, what you're saying, I think it's just, I think if you win a couple of those early on, you get confidence and you know you've been in those situations, and we're going to be in a lot more of those. So to execute and be able to win a close game is probably something we weren't able to do over the last couple of years.
Well, the one thing that's been consistent almost the entire season has been three-point shooting. 8 of 17 tonight, 47%. Maybe didn't get as many attempts due to the pace of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, this team has been shooting up at the top in the entire country. But you mentioned, you know, we talked to Quincy, he and Chase have that mentality of get somebody a good shot, doesn't matter if it's me or somebody else, and a lot of the threes are coming. We saw Hugh a few times down in the post, looking opposite, sensing the double team, kicking it out to Malcolm there. That's the key, but you will definitely need this three-point shooting to continue.
I think a lot of our success goes back to our offense, to where we're executing and guys know where they're going to get a shot and they're getting wide open shots. We're not forcing a bunch of tough threes, and so I think when you got open looks, you should shoot a high percentage. So we'll take it.
Chatting here with assistant coach Tyler Geving. Pilots off the 65-56 win. As the rebounding goes, we know, you know, unless you put all those bigs in there at the same time, it's going to be difficult for this team to rebound.
Yeah.
But giving up 17, this is a team you were actually played small against. What are the keys when you go back, and what do you expect to see on film and to emphasize with the guys, because they're exerting so much effort? We saw the block shots tonight, so a lot of great help side defense from the bigs down there, but that leaves then the weak side open.
You know, what's crazy is Portland State is what, offensive rebounding team, and we gave up 18 rebounds against them. And this team is nowhere near as athletic as Portland State. And the frustrating thing is we do it every single day. We work on box outs. We work on hitting. We work on finishing every single possession. So I think looking back at the film tonight, I think we're going to see a lot of times where the shot went up and we didn't make contact with anybody, or we thought we were just taller, more athletic, and we could just run in there and jump and get it. Well, it's not the case every single time. That's habits. That's discipline of making sure we're hitting and holding and then go get the rebound.
So now the schedule cranks up. This is the first of nine games in 25 days, culminating in our trip to Hawaii, but 3 in 7 days this week. What's the key for the guys? They're not going to have as much on-court practice time to work on individual things. They're going to have to make mental adjustments on the fly here.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've kind of had those stretches a little bit early on. You know, we had the non-D1 and then USC, San Jose, week off. We had that stretch with Maine, Portland State, and UC Davis. So I think our guys have already kind of gone through it, and I think as a coaching staff, we got to manage it and make sure we're not going too long at practice, maybe a little bit more film, keeping their legs fresh because, you know, you look at the minutes tonight. We had some guys log some heavy minutes, so we can't beat them up in practice, and we got to make sure we got fresh legs. The good thing about it is we've got a nice home stretch, too, other than the CLU game, and that's a bus ride, but I think when you can sleep in your own bed and kind of stay in your same routine, I think that helps you quite a bit.
Taki Ulaferinson told he took a shot to the sternum there during practice. Obviously, his return will help those minutes alleviating. But if you got to go another game without him, how does that affect what you're looking at from Cal State Northridge?
Yeah, well, we need everybody that we can get. We don't have a lot of depth, so... You know, I think against Northridge, I think the first thing that just stands out is their athleticism. And if we don't box out tonight, it's going to be 27 offensive rebounds. So I think we need him back. Yeah, it's probably a game time decision here. See how he does in the next couple of days. But just that one more body. Then if not, you know, I think we're going to have to play a little bit more, you know, a little bigger, a little taller with maybe Jacob and Hugh or Hugh and D and kind of match them that way.
Well, it's a fun run. 5-game winning streak here, matching the longest winning streak since 2014. So enjoy it.
Yeah. Hey, never apologize for winning.
No, you don't have to apologize for winning. And film sessions always go better when you know you've won.
Yeah, you find a way, man. Those are better. You can reach them a little bit more when you win.
And you can ride them a little bit more.
You bet.
When they're coming off wins as well. Tyler Gebbie, thanks so much
buddy.
For stopping
Always
by.
Always a pleasure.